Thank you. Hello, caller. How are you today? Welcome to the Indigenous Voices of People. What's your name? You're the only one.
That's Bryce.
Hello, Bryce. How are you?
Hello there. How's it going?
All right. Would you like to say a prayer to start the show?
Is Chinupa coming on?
He didn't come on yet, so you're an elder, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, after you.
Okay, I'm going to say send my voice up to our Creator in my language. So ask all the listeners, if there's any listeners, to also call out to the Creator. Thank you.
Well, it's your show, so nobody came on yet. So if you want, it's your show. Go ahead.
Well, I was wanting to see if, there's so many issues today, but one thing that kind of like to talk to you about, I don't know if you looked into that outer space treaty, it's called. Every president that comes in, they sign an Emergency Powers Act. And that gives them authority. Why do they do that? Every president has done it. First, get into office, they sign an Emergency Powers Act. Where does that come from, and why did he do that? What does that allow the president to do? And then regarding the Outer Space Treaty, when the president gets in, they either going to have a moon exploration, or now it's a Mars manned exploration to Mars. Now that information, just to tie into a treaty, the Outer Space Treaty, there's so much debris out there, and this came from a report from the Space Force, that you got so much satellites out there sent out by countries and organizations and billionaires and whatever, but they're saying there's a debris field up there. And now you have certain satellites up there that could be initiate World War III, just cut to the chase, you know. And that was a concern that came out a couple of weeks ago. So when you bring up the Outer Space Treaty, bring up the Space Force, bring up all of this debris and satellites up there that could be a national defense concern, because now you have the bird in the sky looking down. And what all do they have up there? What type of if it's chemtrails, it was recognized in 2003 legislation as a exotic weapon. And then you have the 5Gs that were deployed a couple of years ago with the FCC. If you go back to the director at that time, and it's all recorded, he was talking. It's concerning the way he was talking, but we have to get it out in the rural areas, everywhere, every damn place, this is what he said. So kind of concerning 5G, the deployment of Elon Musk, what he's saying. I actually seen that. It looked like the Soul Train from back in the 70s when they had that cartoon Soul Train. I forgot what they called it right now, but there's satellites that are all connected. I actually seen it, and then it kind of disappeared. Kind of makes you wonder. And I guess that would be a concern. But besides other people bringing it up, it looks like I'm the only other person bringing it up, and nobody else is, aware of it or concerned about it. But again, another broken treaty, so it should be concerning when we say Mahbiya, like up here with the stars and heaven and the clouds, and then Macha is our grandmother, Mother Earth, that we live on, and living, breathing spirit. There was an elder gentleman from the late 1990s and early 2000s that was working on the United Nations permanent form, which they got in 2000, which the United Nations permanent form on indigenous issues, which brought out the UNDRIP, which was signed in 2010, 10 years later, the United Nations Declaration on Rights of Indigenous People. And you hardly hear anybody talking about that. But I've been at this Ocheti Shakoi meeting where they have indigenous doctors that are starting programs, and they're calling students with their masters, going after their doctorates, that are seeking guidance in what is important that they need to, like, testing water, training for testing water, and at the UN United Nations level. So data, very critical now. And that's my concern too about data. Yeah, federal, state, tribal data. And I heard an elder today talk about it's very important, the blood that runs through our veins. Now, if you look at the blood and you look at Indian House Service or wherever they take your blood, what did they do with it? They say they have policy to destroy it, destroy that blood. But what are they really doing with it? You know, who knows? Because you have federal employees with all kind of backgrounds, military background, microbiology, you know, who knows, CRISPR technology, who knows what they know. But they could be manipulating the blood now. And with that CRISPR technology, that I believe her name was Dodna, and there was, she's from the United States, and the other female was from France. 2012, they came up with what they call a CRISPR technology. So from outer space to inside of us at that molecule level on our DNA in the blood, it's all being manipulated now today, above and below, all being manipulated at the cellular level so they could actually cut and paste your DNA strand. They could actually make you into a super soldier, you know, which was Vladimir Putin was talking to some young Russians about his concern over artificial intelligence and that, a super soldier type, you know, of creation with no soul. This was predicted, that there's a time coming when there would be creatures here with no souls. So we're in that era now of artificial intelligence. So Elon Musk and others are saying that AI will be what will destroy humanity. So we're at that age and era now that we could actually wipe out humanity with this man-made technology. Where does that come from? Where did it originate from, you know? Because nothing's new under the sun. You know, this earth has moved and changed, and it will move and change again because it's live with the spirit, and that we're humanity, just a small percentage, is hell-bent on destroying land, air, water, life here. Who are they? There's a couple of questions there that you know, we need to really look at because it's happening now. The deployment of satellites with stealth and exotic weaponry aimed at humanity. The cell debris and satellites that are circling our mother or grandmother that could actually trigger World War III. And the CRISPR technology now that with a needle, they can change your DNA structure with a shot. We're living in these times now. Just concerning stuff, you know, we got a lot of great potential, good things that humanity can benefit. The whole of humanity can benefit. Free energy, you know, free healthcare that you can cure cancer. You know, all these things are here, but are being suppressed, oppressed. But it's here, you know. There was the movement on medicinal medicine plants. It's a global movement now. So these plants that can cure the body. What's the saying that there's a plant for every disease, so, or a combination thereof. So we should be looking for healing from medicinal, from our mother, our grandmother, who never let us down. She'll provide for us. But there's an element here that's just hell-bent and the power bases of D.C. and the Vatican and the Bank of England in London. What is behind that? Not what, but who, I guess. Who are these people, you know? And I believe most of them are identified. I just mentioned the American female that come up with the CRISPR technology. And 10 years ago, I mean, this was 10 years ago, they broke the human DNA when in the mid, what was that, in the mid-2000s, I believe, or they broke the human DNA. And then not too long later, they got this CRISPR technology where they can get a, let's say you have a cancer, they can cut that piece out and replace it with a healthy strand that could actually get rid of cancer. That's good. But then they also warned that, you know, the good guys and the bad, mad scientists again, you know. And the ones that I've heard that are scientists that work for NASA, work for this outer space existence that they got, and the billions and billions and trillions and trillions of dollars that they've invested in that over the years, that there's some benefit to it and there's some that's not, because if you violate an outer space treaty, what all does that entail? You know, what all does that mean? So when I bring it up, I get no feedback, you know. What happens when you violate the outer space treaty? Well, what the hell are you talking about, you know? So that's the Earth man talking. But if you look deeply into our culture, we have a star knowledge that these celestial bodies have connections to our grandmother, our Mother Earth, from above and here, and that connection is strong, but it's just like a generation of young people that are disconnected from their grandmother and mother that can show them, you know, a grandfather, a grandmother, can show them animals of all types and birds of all types and fishes of all types and plants of all types in your specific areas, but even the plants, you know. So we're connected to all of this. It says, Mitaku Oyasi, you know, we're all related. And it's clear we are, you know. Even our elements in our human body is made up of the elements of our mother and our grandmother. And the water that we're a planet of many. But why is it that the fresh water is only 2-3% and being threatened with pollution, like the recent spill of XL pipeline, which there was a warning that what are you going to do when this breaks? Well, it broke in Kansas and it leaked here and there all over, you know, but who and how are you exactly going to clean all that up? Is the hemp, is it the absorbent, the plant that can help? They're saying it helps with radioactivity. So is it an absorbent to help with recovering in those areas of extreme pollution? Or they're talking years and years and years now, you know, and you could look at Kalamazoo River, where on the outside it looks beautiful, but when you go walk in there and you probe that ground with the stick, then the oil comes up, you know, the oil comes up. What do you think? I know that's a lot, but might as well chew on it and have your opinion too. If it's just me and you.
Welcome, 918-0762. Well, Bryce, I'm really, you know, what you just told me right now, I'm actually looking it up. Because it's the first time ever, you know. I know about the chemtrails. I know about the, you know, weather manufacturing, the solar harnessing. You know, I understand that. It's just trying to look up the treaty, actually.
If you look up CRISPR, K-R-I-S-P-R, or geoengineering.
CRISPR.
Or even the 5G that was be deployed, and those 20,000 satellites.
Mm.
How many are still functional out of the 20,000?
Yeah. You know, Bryce, there's something funny about what you just said. Not, you know, not funny in laughter way. Because we've seen, you know, out here in San Diego on indigenous land. You know what I mean? Not public land, indigenous land. You know, we saw these crazy, you know, generators that are, you know, on indigenous land, you know what I mean? And someone, you know, actually sent a picture of it, you know? And we were talking to another gentleman, you know, a scientist, and he goes, where is this thing? And I said, it's actually on indigenous land, you know? He goes, do you know the power of this thing? And I said, what do you mean the power? He goes, do you know what it radiates, how much power this thing has? That if there's anybody living in, you know, 1 mile to 10 mile, you know, radius of this thing, he goes, do you know how much electromagnetic it emits to people's body? And I said, what do you mean, like an x-ray? And he goes, exactly. He goes, why is this thing on indigenous land? You know what I mean? This should be somewhere far away, you know, from inhabitants. And I said, you know, just wanted to share that with you.
Is it still just me and you on right now or what?
No, somebody else is on the line, but I think they're just listening. It is area code 918 and last digits 0762.
Is that Lenny?
I don't know. Welcome to the show. Well, continue, Bryce. Keep on going. Bryce, you there?
Yeah, I'm still there. Yeah, I'm still there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought there'd be some other people on.
Yeah.
I could talk for an hour, but I'm kind of, I just called to see if Chinupo was on.
Mm. Well.
Seems like there's a lot of stuff going on right now. You got a big snowstorm that blew over now, so.
Mm.
Travel is kind of hard here and there. We're just trying to move it now.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. But those are some good questions that I'd like to probably have to find out. But I got a feeling that it's going to be not going to be good. But I think it should be curriculum in the colleges, you know, what's going on with all these technologies. I mean, like, a lot of it's good. NASA, you know, you got X-ray, they give you cancer, but they find out what's wrong inside your body. A lot of these things come out of NASA, you know, it's laboratories, like Area 51 and all that.
Yeah. Hello, 505-6154. Welcome to the show. What else is in your neighborhood?
ET.
Yep. Oh, it's your show. Go ahead.
Are you going to answer that question if Elon Musk was an artificial intelligence clone? Just a joke. A serious joke. Yeah. It's just a joke, but it's a serious joke. That CRISPR technology, it's got a good scientist and bad scientist. And if the devil's in the laboratory, then it's not good for humanity.
Yeah. So 505-6154, where are you calling from? Who are you?
Hey guys, it's Bobby. I'm calling from New Mexico. How you guys doing?
Hi Bobby, how are you doing?
Oh, surviving. Got home, I was out in the mountains getting wood and had no phone connections out there, you know, so. But I'm home now, so I soon turn in the radio station, listen to what's going being said.
Mm-hmm. So, what's happening in your neck of the woods?
Well, not much right now. It's just kind of cold, no snow yet. Weatherman's been predicting snow for the past week, and Mother Nature's just having a good time with him, making him into a traditional liar. you can't fool Mother Nature, you know. So everybody's just waiting for that. With the snow, you know, we've got it in the mountains up in the northern part of New Mexico, but that's about it. You know, the ski areas are finally opening up, so we don't have to worry about that because we don't got no ski resort or nothing down here. So, but yeah, it's turning out pretty. It's gonna be a nice day tomorrow again. There's nothing really going on around here concerning the indigenous people, thus far. I'm still working with a committee about trying to get the Indian Center down in Albuquerque reestablished. We want to get rid of the people that are running it, you know, it's the Indian Center, but we got Chicanos running it, and a lot of money is missing, and they need to get rid of this lady, and she knows it, and these other Indian organizations down here know it too, but where the Indian Center is located here in Albuquerque is a place called the War Zone. And it's a pretty bad area of Albuquerque, so they're going to rebuild one or get another building in a better area for the natives to go to, because a lot of them won't go over there because of the crime rate so high, you know. You walk down the street and get shot, you know, you never know, but it's happened before. So that's what a lot of people are kind of maintaining the the flow of living down in the Albuquerque area, especially around the native people. That's why we try to get out there every once in a while to try to work on these issues, these problems, and see what we can be resolved. And it's been working out. We got a guy in a native that works for the mayor, and he's putting in his 2 cents, you know, because he knows that I can contradict him as much as I can, because he's pretty intelligent, but he didn't get his position through his education. He got it through my sister. So anyway, but he's working pretty good with the people, the native people on Indian issues in Albuquerque and the surrounding area, especially on the historic sites like Chaco Canyon. I'm still working on that one, and with the barriers up in Utah about the sacred ruins, the burial grounds. They're still digging on around those areas, and people are getting upset. So, and then of course the BLM's really causing an issue with tribes. It's like how you put it, what happened back in was it the 80s, 90s, at Big Mountain between the Navajo Hopi dispute. He got them over land rights. There was the boundary line was all, I don't know, they say wishy-washy, wasn't marked right, and majority of the land that the Navajos had was Hopi land. So the Hopis, they done some compromising down there. They had AIM was there. It was a big encampment, just like Standing Rock. So that's what they're looking at, Chaco Canyon too. Right after Standing Rock, that was the next site they were looking at to come to help out with what's going on down here in the environment. But like I said, the BLM's causing some issues between the Navajo people and the Pueblo people because of the Chaco Canyon area. It belongs to the Pueblos. It's all Pueblo traditional sites, the Kiwas, the homes, and all this whatnot, you know. But the Navajos, after they were on their longest walk to Fort Sumner back many years ago, when they came home, when they were released, they were taken back up to Four Corners area and given a piece of land around the Chaco Canyon area. It wasn't given to them. It was just leased to them. But, you know, it's been many years and people still live on these lands. But now since they've been digging up everything around there, the oil, the gas and whatnot, you know, it's a very productive area, the Four Corners, for jobs like that. But then it's causing a lot of damage to the surrounding areas with all the drilling and fracking and for the pipes to go in. And people are kind of upset about that. But the Navajos, they have a radius of 10 miles from the visitor center there in Chaco Canyon that goes around that 10 miles where no digging or no drilling or fracking is allowed because it's ruining the structure of the buildings down in the historic sites there. So, but the Navajos and the BLM, they want to move that radius line in to 5 miles. So all these other people can get what they consider the lease in the land. All they're getting is the mineral rights. So that's why they're digging under their land where they're staying at to get to those mineral rights, which is oil, uranium, whatever what's down there. They're drilling for it, and it's really pissing off a lot of people. And there's a lot of Navajo people that are fighting for the cause, too, around the Chapter Homes area. They're one of the chapters out there in Naskizzi. One of those pipelines blew up and set a few of those homes on fire and left a lot of people homeless for a while. So those people around there are fighting that. They're drilling and fracking, so that's what I'm working on right now. Make sure, but they're having these kind of secrecy meetings, the BLM and the net people. The Pueblos aren't being really involved in these issues until we find out later on, like the next day, that there was a meeting. So that's why we're trying to keep a pretty good guideline on what BLM is doing in the Farmington area and Santa Fe. So, so the only time will tell what's going to happen after these issues are what direction they're going to take. I remember what's her name, Deb Holland. She requested a meeting back in Acoma a year ago or so, and she never made it. I was there, and so some other people, Navajo, they brought in their law firm and their counselors and all this good stuff. So it was a big thing, but that was the main issue. She's the one that recommended that meeting, and she couldn't show up. And they said something that had gone wrong over there in D.C. that where she had to go fight back. But we never got an answer, a definite answer from her. What's going on now with the BLM and the area, So just going from there, just sitting here listening and waiting to see what we're going to do, the next options of which direction we're going to go, see what kind of support we're going to have coming in if we do need support, But right now, as far as we know, it's been quiet. There's nothing being said. So something's going on. I have that itchy feeling that something's going to happen, something's going to hit, and then all hell's going to break loose, It's all because of the lies and the assumptions that say they're going to do this and they're going to do that, especially like with barriers. They're supposed to open to get back the land, the ones that Trump took away, or the ranchers, so. But that's another big issue going handling up there with the Navajo Nations, too, involved in that one, as well as the Pueblos, they're keeping a very close connection with all these issues that are happening in this area. And then also down in Arizona with Oak Flats, with Apaches, with the mining industry from overseas, Europe somewhere wants to come dig on their land, their sacred land, burial grounds. And they've been fighting this issue now for like six, seven years. And I believe they still might have a gathering of some sort pretty soon. That's what I'm trying to keep communicating on, because I want to go down there and help out Mr. Nosey and all the Apache warriors down there. They, like I said, they have been having that camp, but I think it's still set up for like 6 years now since they've been protesting this mining. They've been taking them to court there in Arizona and winning. That's why they have it, and the industries are spending mega money just to try to win over the Apache side of agreement, agreeing on mining on their land, and they're not giving in, which I really stand strongly with my Apache brothers down there. So But only time will tell. See what happens when going on around here.
Yeah.
So, but you know, since it's Christmas time, everyone's ready to be out shopping and doing this and that, and taking care of other Christmas issues. You know, put it that way. So, but that's as far as that's going on down here. But it's going to get interesting because day by day, something's always happening. I just keeping an eyeball and my ears open and see what's next.
Well, let me just quickly tell you something about that, okay? Because the Biden administration, okay, gave an approval in New Mexico for, oil leases in the corner of New Mexico. You know, I mean, the battleground. And that's why a lot of people are not getting any feedback. You know, I mean, I know you're asking questions too, okay? But that's what happened. You know, I mean, that president that everybody voted for, you know what I mean? He's giving leases away to corporations to do that over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's the greater, you know, I think it's, ¿cómo? Which one is it? It is the greater Chaco area. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We knew that, you know,
mm-hmm.
With everything and what he had promised when he was running for the presidency, none of these issues have really been actually talked about or actually been resolved.
Mm-hmm.
It's still in slow motion. It's still in the same place it was when he was running for president. And we're not, and it's a lot of Native people are getting kind of frustrated with our Department Interior leader, Deb Holland, because she hasn't actually done anything. She's siding, it seems like she's siding more with her boss man, Biden, for electing her into the Interior, you know. So, and, I don't know. It's hard to say which way to go on that issue. But I know that a lot of things he had promised he hasn't done yet. He has kept his word. So, but that's he's not the first president to ever do that shit. It happened before, you know.
Six 605-2621. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is Chinupa. I better step up to the pedestal and give you guys some aid, man. Listen, man, when we talk about circumstances that go on in Indian country, okay, and this is why I'm going to say circumstances that go on in Indian country. People, listening audience, all of you, need to quit. Quit doing this for me, please. Quit fucking thinking the tribal governments are number one and all this. Them sons of bitches will sell your fucking grandmother out. Okay?
Yeah.
This is what's happening today in the year 2022 as all these sons of bitches are leaving office. Okay? Mysteriously, the majority of our people can't see the big picture like they say they do. I disagree. Do you know why I disagree? Because I'm sick and tired of our people living in dormancy over the matter that is supposed to be upkept for the indigenous people. Now, when you look at all of this shit,
yeah, he's still there.
Unmute yourself.
He's unmuted. Maybe his reception.
Dead zone.
It might have been that cussing like a white man.
So I try to get on the show, okay, and this is I'm having difficulty because of all of you people thinking that I'm cussing like a white man, okay? I'm not the one selling you guys out. Listen to this. I learned from my little brother, Bryce Inderwoods, that they were making a scenario to hold the system accountable. And I said this to him, okay, I need you on the show, and I hope he's on. Here's all these tribal governments selling your right-of-way out to these corporations in the name of corporate America's greed, okay? So we can't determine the facts of matter that go on in Indian country, but yet they all think that Biden's going to do President Biden's going to do the most honorable thing. Fuck no, that white son of a bitch will sell you out. He will make sure that you're dead and you won't even know it. You see, the problem with our people is that I blame the tribal government for all these circumstances that are. Here's a good example. Okay, this is December, 15th, 14th today? And here's all my fucking people up in the town called Rapid City spending all their Indian fucking money knowing that our people are starving. They're hungry. They're broke. They can't pay for electricity, propane. And yet they're all going up to Rapid City to give our Indian money to the white man. And what does that fucking white man do to us, huh? He murders us. He kills us every day. He strips kids from families, placing them in non-native foster care families. He takes our elders and sends them in nursing homes and kills them in there because of the lack of involvement of native people working in those avenues. So until we start figuring out where the problem lies with indigenous people, then and only then can you make a difference of understanding why we're still angry. And it's our own people that become our worst fucking enemy, whether you like to hear that or not, okay? The Strong Heart Warrior Society, the Chantet Iza Okholakiche, does hunting. And we bring back wild game, we butcher it, and we spread the meat to every elder that need to eat wild game because it's medicine. The same with firewood. We go up into the sacred Black Hills, cut our firewood, and bring it back. This is the problem that people don't want to see or do. They talk about it. Even when it's fucking election time, they talk about it. Uh-uh. I disagree, and I'll always disagree until all of you start seeing the big picture. I don't fucking play Indian. I am. Why am I takepi malakotak? Cha, le woyuk shankile ipach ilalona. So in the make of the matter, it's more of a independent structure to understand. You people think it's a joke, man, playing this fucking game. Well, I don't play a joke. I'm still out in here taking care of our people, bad and good. And there is bad and good in every fucking race. But because, like my cousin Bryce said, my little brother, he said to me, quote, unquote, we need to start looking at what we can do to help our people. So selling your right, he told me that. The reason why all them people were up in Deadwood, he told me this, people, cousin Bryce. Biden wants to dig for lithium, so this is all these people coming over here ready to dig for lithium. Everything that goes at the request of a white man, our people will do it. He said that to me. So I sit back and wondering, what the fuck is wrong? But that's the tribal government. That's the short arm of the long arm. So a tribal government and the federal government work together. They're a little brother and a big brother, okay? They're a family. because these people will not blame them. If they want something, it's never anything for a people. It's what the tribal governments want. The tribal governments want to knock off their fucking people. And this is what's happening. So now we go back into this avenue. I wanted to bring my auntie on and my sister. And I got on the show late because I'm dealing with some elders that can't get their roads skirted because of the snowstorm that we had. And I have to go out there and, man, make them come over here and dig the driveways. Pak oche, this driveway. Chankuki lenel, wasuki ankata yankik. And nobody can dig them out. So I have to do this shit. Well, I'm not an elected official for the fucking tribal government. I'm doing it because I'm independent. And my word means something to my Lakota people that are sitting in poverty, that are sitting in hunger, that are sitting in cold climate and conditions. And I tell all of us, start blaming the fucking white man because of this sociological deformatory. Then we'll ever be heard and get ahead. But until then, it's not going to work because these people keep dividing us. And even if I'm dividing all of you, okay, leave our traditional and poor people alone. Quit playing fucking Indian. Stay with the white man. Milk it all good and stay white with them. Quit playing this fucking game, man. This is why I get so frustrated. You want to talk real flamboyant to the situation. Don't forget. My little brother Tyreek lied to us in open sentiment, okay? People threaten us. They threaten Chinupa every fucking day, man. But I stand on the integrity of what's important. And what is important? My elders and my children. That's the hard part. Who in the right fucking mind allows a half-breed to create a basketball tournament in Rapid City and everybody follow him? My God, what the hell's wrong with you Indian people? Think about that. Simple. I get sick and tired of this, man. There are people dying inside in the hospitals, inside and outside the hospitals, okay? There are people dying at home, being neglected, okay? Nobody's taking care of them. This is what America wanted to do again when they created that pandemic of COVID-19, coronavirus. This is what the white men do. They love to repeat history. But you people don't want to talk like that. If the great mystery came to knock at your fucking door and said, Hoxila, Ishtukala, Wichinchala, Doske Mnecha, meaning, how do you serve the person you talk about in your mind? That's why we call it Wanupte. Okay? Wanupte, man. You people all talk about all these languages, but you don't mean the real shit you're talking about. So Wanupte kile he echatoha. Katoto Nazin, you open it, and that's the great mystery. This is the fucking guy that you guys been neglecting, never stood to believe in with, and most of all, you never, man, paid attention to his creation, which is the animals, the winged, and the two-legged themselves. I get frustrated with this bullshit. Every time we have a radio show like this, we're talking minute, okay? Can say that because I'm sick and tired of this dormancy we're all lived in. This is the year 2022, and it's going to come to end in a few days, and a new era of a new year comes in. It's called 2022, or 23. 2023 becomes a new era of a new year, okay? What's going to happen? All these people are going to make resolutions? Fuck the revolutions, man. Fuck all these resolutions that do not belong to us. Again, I'm going to say it. Take a look. This is why the outside world don't know a fucking thing about indigenous people. They don't know a fucking thing about us. But yet you guys all want to support that. That's the hard part in Indian country. And because of that, I tried to get other people on the radio show. I really did. I tried my damnedest to get these people to come on. But unfortunately, our people become a worst enemy. And why are they our worst enemy? It's our own doing it to each other. It can never, ever have a virtue of honesty. We only hunky le tony wash ake suta oluspapsni. Okay? This is why I said this over and over. I'm getting sick and tired every time we have radio shows, and we're really getting a look. The land is always going to have a circumvential behavior because of what civilized and modern people do. Now you can't call them civilized.
You're cutting out again.
It's the people. It's the people. Okay? Now listen. That's the problem with people. We don't listen. The reason why our Earth Mother is struggling to maintain the balance to keep us alive is she's in turmoil too. No different than the great mystery above. There's close to 330 satellites up there that have a homing device looking down on you guys. Oh, wait a minute. Wait the fuck a minute. You don't want to talk about that. Because it's too real. It's scary. It is scary. It's a field-based society's way of homing devices looking in on every single one of you. Even if you're making love with your counterpartner, they'll watch it. This is what they call voyeurs. Voyeurs do this all the goddamn time. But the sad thing about it is your people don't give a fuck, man. You don't want to pay attention. I'm going to say this part. And I do hope one of my colleagues are on the phone that I just met. Okay, there are scores and scores of children that are hungry. These kids cry themselves to sleep, man, because their bellies are empty. How many times have I told you guys that on these radio shows? Huh? And yet you fucking lied to me. You lied to me, man. Secondly, our elders, they're being driven out of their homes. They're becoming homeless, man. Homeless. Where in the fuck are you men to stand up and help us protect them? Where are you guys, huh? You're either smoking weed, doing methamphetamine, and lying to other people so you can gain commonwealth. Don't fucking lie to me because I'll bring it out on you guys. I get sick and tired of this shit. And you know you're doing it, people. Fuck enough of this stuff, man. There are bad and good blood in every race of man. Even the red man, the white man, and the black man. As far as the yellow man, he has to prove that for himself. But until then, it's up to him. But these three people, the red man, the white man, and the black man, we struggle with that every day. I met a new brother and sister, Earl and Margaret. I also met Gerald, and I met many others, David Clark, Tristan Johnson, okay? Jeff Bell, Brian Johnson, all of these people I met, okay, in my struggling time. I had 27 people that were seriously looking at the poverty and the conditions here on Pine Ridge. Out of that 27, 5 stayed. Why? Because Standing Rock took it all away from me. And yet I kept coming, kept coming, kept coming. Standing Rock was a done fucking deal. David R. Shamble, the tribal president at that time, sold the right-of-way out. I got the pictures to prove it. I got the signs to prove it. But do you fucking Indians get that in your head? Do you understand that? No, you keep dividing. You think that was honorable. Bullshit, it wasn't honorable. It was a way for them to bring drugs into the reservation. You know it, and I know it. The drugs that legalized this position were Julian Bearrunner and that little fuckhead, Kevin Keller. These two men killed your children. They took advantage of your youth. And yet we elders had to pay for it because of this COVID-19. This is how the world works. The wheel works. And if it don't fit on an automobile, get the right motherfucker that will fit, and the wheels will start turning. This is what you don't know. And quit talking about you were involved in AIM. Quit talking about you were involved with the Black Panthers. Quit talking about you were with all these. I hear it from the missing, murdered indigenous women. I hear it from the Indian Collective. I hear it from that fucking half-breed white boy, James Swan, Urban Warrior Society. And the list goes on. And I hear it from AIM. You fuckers weren't in AIM. This is the guy Sanupa Glohamani, that was the greatest bodyguard for one man that were very vocal about the picture unfolding in our eyes. His name was Russell Means. This is the guy. And then the Indian brother out in California that created the United Native Americans, this is also the bodyguard for the late Lehman Brightman. Don't tell me that you guys are supporting, man, indigenous cause and resistance. This fucking country has always been a divided country. It's a police state, and you don't give a fuck about it. This is why I say this tonight. I'm angry at you guys. I don't see you guys getting ready to make Christmas candy bags for these needy kids. They can't get a present. They can't get a fucking gift because you Indians are doing this. You're dividing, you know. You think you're getting ahead. It's about your drug problem, your addiction. This is what it's about. I know my sister trying to come out and play this game. And then you use law enforcement to call. Oh, can you call us? So what for? Fuck you. I don't bother you pigs. I never have and I never will. But you want me to call you? Fuck you, man. I know where that came from. It came from my own baby sister who works for the clerk of court. That's the reality. I ain't afraid. And I'm talking about my baby sister, Carmen Faith Martin Yellow Bull. God damn you, Indians. Wake the fuck up. Because we're becoming our worst enemy. And all these people that act in the movie realm, fuck you guys too. You're not here living in it. You're not living in this shit. You're acting and whitewashing the white man. Fuck that shit. You show me where the great mystery told you to put him on a movie screen. Show me where he said that. He never did. And that's the biggest lie that you people all fall for. Take a look at The Passion for Christ, okay? That movie will tell you. That's my passion, exposing all this heinous bullshit. So I'm going to turn the microphone back over to the people. And, Earl, are you there with me?
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
Okay, man, express your heart's opening. Brothers and sisters that are listening, this is my newly found brother, Earl. Earl, go right ahead.
The elders are the ones who have the visions, and the visions are what drives you. Without the visions, the people die. We have to get the elders back to having visions so the young people will have a future. This is our mission. We need to help the people, the elders, and we need to bring them back up. They can't have visions. They can't do what they're supposed to do as elders. And lead the community and teach the young people when they're worried about food, when they're worried about a blanket, they're worried about water. They don't even have a bathroom to go in. They have to use a bucket. This is unacceptable. This is not the Lakota way. It never has been. It never will be. The people need to come back. We are trying to help in any way we can.
We live in Ohio. We are not an organization. It's just me and my wife. And we have friends and we have connections here. People in Ohio that never knew about Pine Ridge until I told them. Now they understand and they want to help. People do care about you. And they want to see the Lakota rise again. We wouldn't tolerate it here in Ohio. And we're not going to tolerate it in Pine Ridge either. We will do whatever we have to do, but we need help. We need your help. We need your support. Chinupa needs your backing. He needs you to stand behind him and stand like true warriors and get this done. This is a mission to save the people. Not just the mothers, but the children, and all the teenagers, and the middle-aged people. It's time to come full circle. Mother Earth is crying. We feel it every day, me and my wife. You look at us and you may say, oh, well, they're just stupid white people. Well, maybe so. Maybe we are stupid. But we are white. ordered to us. So yeah, we've been there. We've done that. Like I told Zanupa, we're really Native American inside because we understand spirituality. We practice a lot of your ways. And we've had many Dene tell us we're more Native American than they are. We burn sage grass. We burn sweet grass. On Christmas, we burn cedar. So, yeah, maybe we are different on the outside, but on the inside, we're not. We're the same. And like I told Zanupa, I think the Great Spirit made our skin white so we could be out here and spy on the white man. We don't fit in out here, but we do fit in there. So we're just asking for your help to be acceptance of us, what we're trying to do through Zanupa and through the people to help the elders, to help you. And we ask, don't lie to us about your needs. Our first priority is emergency needs, people who absolutely have no food. And we've had some of those, and we help them. People call and need help with their electric or their propane. We really don't get into that, and the reason we don't is because in order to do it over the phone, because I said we live in Ohio, in order to do it over the phone, we would have to have some of your personal information. And we really don't want your personal information. So we're trying to work on something else where we could help you in a different way if you have a serious need on your electric or propane. But food emergencies, we can help with. But, you know, please don't call us because, you know, you're out of Fritos. You might be jonesing for some Fritos to go with your beer, but, you know, there's people down the road that they have no food. Babies that have no food. So if we spend our money, and the money comes out of my pocket, and I work every day very hard for my money, but I will share everything I have. I will share my last morsel of food have in my house if you truly have a need, because that's the type of people we are. And when we say we want to help, we honestly want to help. Yeah, I guess my wife is too shy. She don't want to talk.
And that's a good thing. And that's a good thing. That's the best thing. Remember, people, listen carefully. Now you take a look at David Clark, Jeff Bell, Tristram Johnson, okay? Take a look at Jenny Manyhides. Take a look at Rachel White Eagle. Take a look at Nancy Fleming, okay? Take a look at Mark Wasina from the Nebraskans for Peace. And take one good look at these grandmothers and children that are in need. Lena oyante, lena wan chankapo. There's this society called Chantet Iza Okola Kichie. Okay? Take a look at Devin Oldman, Myron Oldman. These are people that are willing to serve people. And now our newly founded Mesmers, our brothers and sisters, Earl and his wife, Margaret. These are people that took the oath upon themselves. And remember, they explained it to you. They reach in their own pocket, just like a lot of us did. And don't forget Jabril Salam and them. Don't forget Gerald from down in Iowa, Dr. Edmond. Don't forget these people, Thurman Statham. These are people that really give a damn about you guys. But you destroy your own bridge when you keep bullshitting. You quit lying. That's the hard part. And we say this out of the kindness of our health. Don't forget my man. Don't forget Mark Blackrow, Jesus, Devin Oldman, Myron. Don't forget Myron Warrior down here, Charlie Waters, Carlin Red Blanket, Adrian Medicine Horse, Larry. Don't forget these guys that are willing to sacrifice their own value to put a family first. That's what it's about. That's what you call Wawokia. And a lot of you do that shit, man. You give a different story, a sobbing story. And that's what harms everybody. So now as we come at the bottom of the hour of 6:17, let's open up for some questions from people. How are we going to continue to stand together? What's the most important option by standing together? And I'm going to give it back to all of you. And thank you for welcoming my newly found brother Earl and his wife Margaret. These people are willing to stick their neck out to help you in the need in the times of trouble. And we have a lot of them passing on, young and old, male and female, grandma and grandpa. So come on, people, ask the questions as we come to the bottom of the hour.
Question. Let me think.
Come on, people. Don't sit there stunned and petrified. Come on, you like to talk. I like to talk, but I get to the point. Come on, people. This is your time to acknowledge your stuff. Don't be sitting in the back bullshitting. Come on. Act out on it, man. Tell us what troubles you. What kind of answer can make a resolve? What kind of answer can make a resolve? Come on, people.
Kinuka.
Yes.
If someone wants to say something.
Go ahead.
I feel that you guys need to embrace your heritage and honor your ancestors. I'm Margaret and Earl's son.
And I appreciate that from this young man. Look at him. Guy has heard some crazy. Maybe he finally found a way to get his voice to be heard. And I thank you for that. That is an honorable way to say that. Thank you. And that's what we struggle every day to maintain our culture, our language, our traditional value, and our way of life. That's what we struggle with every day in the year 2022. Right on.
And he's the one who was, he couldn't believe the greed in some people, that they would take so much stuff and leave nothing for others.
It sounds realistically, and that listening audience, it sounds realistically when our own become our worst enemy. Think about it. And people can see this. When in fact, it's that circle that we keep trying to preserve for our people, but our people keep leading us astray. Anyone else? Tyreek, anyone else got some questions for the callers? Come on, Tyreek.
It's only four people. It's the same people that were talking before.
Okay, come on, Bobby, come on. All these fucking Indians they're probably listening in. They don't want to call. Well, fuck you guys, man. Shut up and face your responsibilities now. I'm getting sick and tired of you guys always doing this. Maybe now, Brother Earl, you can really see this now. This radio show is called the Indigenous Voices of People. We started a long, long time ago to keep our voice alive. We started from many people, even the people out in New York, Massachusetts, Michigan, here on Pine Ridge, and now this gentleman from up there in California. We tried this, okay, from every fucking people that stepped up and said they're going to support us and help us. Every one of them can't face the fucking truth, man. Oh, but wait a minute. They all want to be flabbergasted because we don't want to hurt the white man's feelings. Our fucking feelings are hurt every day, man. The animals are hurt every day. The earth mothers hurt every day. And needless to say, you people are hurt every day. And yet you seem to not give a damn. Well, I'm sorry. If you don't want to talk, man, take this number down, Earl. Take this number down, okay? The number is 515-605-9720. Again, 515-605-9720. I thank all of you guys for coming on tonight's show, but Chinupa's going to get off. I have to shovel some snow for this grandma so she can have a walkway when she leaves in the morning. And I just got here to her house. So carry on the fight, and listening audience, get serious. Talk, man. Don't be beating around the bush. Get to the point of why, man, we need these needs, why we're suffering, and don't lie. And that goes for you, too, little brother Tyreek. Don't lie. All right, I'm going to let you all go. I got to get back to work here. I got to go shovel snow. Thank you all, and we'll see you guys. I will see you guys tomorrow night on the Indigenous Voices of People. Whoop it out, Conk and Chicha. I hope.
I'm a busy man.
Well, the show is still open. If you still want to talk about something, go ahead and knock yourselves out.
Yeah, that's Bryce again, Chicago kid from the great state of shock. I'm going to call a meeting about 2017 here in South Dakota. I put together an agenda for the Peta Shakui Omaniche, seven counts of fires. We had a pretty good agenda. It was pretty upbeat. And me and Chinupa, on the third day, we said, you know, all these treaty meetings, they kind of go this and that way and that way, and then it's over, you know. They don't have no nothing down to pursue, you know. So that last day, we came out with 12 points that are very relevant, even, you know, 2023 coming. So I'm going to call another meeting of the Peta Shakoi and go over a signed Chitwa Oyate Constitution, go over a proposal, and go over this monetary agreement. I'm over here. We went to a Treaty Shakoi meeting that was sponsored by the Rosebud Treaty Council, and very good information. They're finally at the level where we need to be on expertise, like testing water and other things, and the concern of the mercury in the water, you know, not a concern of the lithium. What is exactly that going to do, you know, like the gold? The gold rush, and according to the 1872 Mining Act, which is the problem, and what's happening now is like what Trump did, what Biden's doing too, to get this electric car going, and getting jobs there, and start manufacturing. Now NAFTA and CAFTA is what created this problem here. They attacked the middle class, the unions, and they sent everything overseas. Case in point, we had a building we call Lakota Technologies Institute. We had two possible military contracts, and we had a contract for a call that went to Taiwan, I believe, went overseas. But that was estimated would have put 150 Lakotas to work 24/7. It would have created that economy we needed. But these CAFTA, NAFTA, what these big corporations are doing, utilizing these elected officials in D.C. and legislation to their attorneys, they're sweatshops over there in these small countries that need help too, you know, but I'm just giving you a real example from 20 years ago. And the economy that we need to talk about in this monetary agreement, we need people that understand this, economists. And I've seen and heard presentation from doctors, tribal members that are doctors and seeking guidance. That's why I'm saying we're there now. We got the expertise now. And with the traditional knowledge that will create a social economics that will address poverty, that's what I've been working on since 98. And I was there when the United Native Nations came to me in 98. With the first principal chief was Dave Baldigo from here. And we had Rudy James, and there was other ones that created trying to unite all the indigenous peoples here. Very hard job. On the other side of it, as an elected official in IRE government, we do help thousands of our members. We do, you know, they do good things, these tribal governments, you know. So there's good things and there's bad things because of people sitting in chairs and making decisions. If they don't have a global and a Lakota point of view and philosophy, that's the number one problem. If they're English only and they don't speak or understand the language, that's a problem. It's on their shoulders to learn, and a lot of them don't want to learn. A lot of these elected officials rather speak Washitula Ichela Woglaka Ochimp, you know, which I just said, they just want to speak white man only, white man's language, English. Skawi Sasha Yapi, I guess that's what you're saying, the white man's language. That's a problem because you can't connect with the spirit that we have. You can. You can connect to your spirit if your heart is there. So your mind, your spirit, your heart, and your body, that's all connected. Just like our connection with our grandmother and our Mother Earth, we've lost that connection. We don't have respect and love for our grandmother, our Mother Earth. We'd rather trash her, burn her, and pollute her, and kill her. That's the route, that's the mindset, the attitude of man. The attitude. So this meeting I'd like to call again with those 12 points and with this Tichuan Constitution, a proposal, and a monetary agreement discussion. Those three items, I mentioned it to some of these other of our brothers and sisters, but I didn't get to mention it over the live stream. They were video and camera and taping and all that. So I was hoping we can get the voices of indigenous peoples programming, and I'll try to time it so that when we have these real discussions that you could be on air with us. I'm going to try to get these other radio programs like Kili, our radio station, DP, KLND, Guinea, these radio programs that we have, try to get them to see if they could broadcast us.
I tried to reach out to Kelly. They don't want to do anything with us, actually. He told me that we, you know, in order to get on FM, you know what I mean, we have to censor our tongues, you know what I mean? No swearing.
No swearing. No. If it's a public radio, or if it's for a profit program, FCC again, you know, Federal Communication Commission. They're not friends of us. They're not our friends, and we had a lawsuit against them.
Who?
Because we wanted to expand our telephone authority. Two, three exchanges. They were supposed to support us. They turned their back on us. We lost that case. Now, that's how the federal agency is. They're good to your face, but then they have a forked tongue, you know. They don't want to see C-types progress.
No one would talk.
I, I just sent you a picture.
I don't think with this treaty meeting, I don't think there would be a treaty meeting. It would be called UNCANITI, you know, our tradition.
I just sent you a picture, Bryce. Bryce.
Yeah.
I sent you a picture right now to your phone. What do you see?
I'm driving right now, but I'll take a look at it here. I want to stop here pretty soon.
Okay. So I sent you all a picture today. Once you get home, okay, I want you to really look at this picture. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I sent this picture, you know, I sent the picture also to Ganupa, you know what I mean, if you don't get it. This picture clearly details the tribal council, the tribal government, even my government, you know, in the Middle East too, you know, all of them put together. Because, Bryce, what's happening here is happening there. You know what I mean?
193 countries now.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and that's the United Nations, the permanent forum on indigenous issues is what we need to discuss here.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. We just had one of our cousins, you know what I mean, beaten up and shot, you know what I mean, in his own house, you know what I mean, talking against, like the mining companies, you know what I mean, against the mining companies, against, you know, like our government, you know what I mean. Because to get in the corporations to mine for lithium and all this garbage too. The same situation, but they killed him. You know what I mean? They killed him for it. So the bottom line is, you know, we're dealing with bigger than only President Biden. You know what I mean? It's much bigger than that. You know what I mean? It's 10 times bigger.
It sounds like the Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
Yeah.
A book was written years ago, and then there was one called the Pagans in the Promised Land.
Yeah. So you're my friend, you know what I mean? That's why I'm posting, you know, it's the world in the toilet, you know what I mean?
Well, us people here, it's been predicted that our people here in the heart of the Western Hemisphere, you have to have a heart. Some people are heartless, you know, they're heartless, but that's where that vision comes in. If you don't have a vision, the people perish, but you have to have a heart, too. And you have to have a strong heart in order to pay your life down, to die, physically die for what you believe and what has to happen. If you don't have that, then... Yeah, that's why Chalupa gets upset, because you got to be ready to lay everything down right now, including your life, for what you believe in. And in our own original people, in our own original homeland, it's all the facts now. All the facts and laws are backing us up. So we need to make a global message and have our, well... ambassadors and all these things that we need to be at that United Nations permanent forum.
That one over here.
That we have that opportunity now, right now. And you're going to hear me saying all the doors are open, you know, for us to do this. And I say it to elected governments and chairmen and elected officials.
Do you really think the United Nations cares about anybody but themselves?
I don't think they should. They can look up to the media.
We're there now. This is 24 years. I've been working for the elders that were World War II generation, Korean generation, full blood, fluent. Original people from here that I work for as a recording secretary. Mm. And I've got minutes. And I got, that's why I'm saying everything, I've seen everything progress in the last 24 years that I can say all the doors are open now for us as indigenous people to be in the nationhood at the United Nations permanent forum. And the youth there, 15 to 24, that's considered youth at United Nations. Let's target some young guys, young men and women.
Yeah.
Let's get them involved in this. They're the ones that need to keep it alive. Because if we don't, then we're going extinct, you know. Like the buffalo almost went extinct because of a war of attrition that the United States pulls on every nation they go against. You know, they use the war of attrition. And we were talking about that at the Ocheti Shakoi meeting. They're doing data on all these wars, Indian wars. And you'll see in 1860s that the report out of D.C. is they're all illegal wars. Still continuing today.
Mm-hmm.
But the facts are facts. And these elected seats where people make decisions, they need to have that heart and understanding. I believe it's there now. I believe we're getting people with heart and understanding in these seats. So that's my hope. But I'll say it again. All the doors are open. And been at this for 24 years. And a lot of these good men and women are gone now, but their legacy has to live for these young people now. So I'll try to figure that out. Maybe I'll take those pictures out, and maybe the Moises can come on at a certain time, and we can get some of these real persons that could really express a lot of stuff on the program.
Well, the show is every five to seven Mountain Time.
I just wanted to throw that out there because I had movies and, like, you know, documentaries and stuff like that set up on that first. It was a good agenda, so I'm going to work on that with some people, and we'll get it together, and I'll send it to you since I got your email now.
Cool.
All right. Pilamalu.
So we got 20 minutes. Anybody else? Anybody else want to speak? 20 minutes?
When those meetings he was talking about, do they have them every, how often do they have these meetings with the seven fires?
I don't know. He just dropped the call.
Oh, man. Yeah, because that sounds interesting, you know, to go to meetings like that with all the elders and listen to their version of what's happening within Indian country. And, you know, I've been to a few meetings with the Onondagas, the Tuscarosas, Cherokees, and the Mohawks. And their ideas of standing ground are pretty heavy, especially the Mohawk Nation. They don't put up with shit, you know, and they proved it, and they still are proving it. As a warrior society, they were up at Standing Rock, and I enjoyed their company. I talked to a few of the brothers up there, and also when I was in back in New York. So I've enjoyed their company and got a lot of knowledge fulfilled that are interesting for my area where I come from the Southwest. Hearing what's going on there, you're back east. So, you know, it varies in different for me, you know, being isolated way down here in the southwest area of Turtle Island and listening to all the facts and things of what's going on, especially up north around South Dakota, North Dakota, regarding the drilling and or power pipelines or whatever was going on, the digging, the fracking, and whatnot, and then also with the gold up there with the Black Hills, and this and them drillings for that lithium is kind of annoying, you know, because they're digging up everything to make a buck and make them more richer, and they're taking what was given to us, and they're stripping Mother Earth of what she's of her bodily functions, her material that keeps her going, and this is one thing that they don't see. They don't understand what they're doing. All they see is that green thing going in their pockets.
Yep.
You know, and this is what's going on down here on my reservation with our minings. We didn't. We made good money back then in the days, but you know, it's just the way they done things down here. Supposed to redo the area where they dug up. It's still the same. You know, it's really tore up. So if you ever around my area, New Mexico, west of Albuquerque, come look at our mines. You'll freak out. You know, it's just there. It's wide open. And that's one thing that the Oak Flats don't want to see on their land down there, because they've seen our land, and it's just...
I saw it. You were unmuted.
Hello?
Yeah, let me jump in here where Bobby's talking. Let me jump in here. Yeah, I met some of the same people that he talked about, okay? Not all of them were real. I'm going to tell you this, okay? I've been to St. Regis, okay? When the Akwesasne people were fighting over there back in my time, okay, there's still a state trooper's police cruiser cemented in the ground. Chinupa's the one who lifted up with the front end loader. Okay? I did that. Because everybody else talked about good game. But when we were there, I'm the one who did that. I picked it up with that front end loader and drove it back into the res area. Okay?
Yeah.
So here's the catch. Here's the catch. A lot of the people that went to Standing Rock, okay, please get off of Standing Rock's nuts, okay? That was a sold-out deal, people. I was there, too. But I cannot masquerade with the conditions of what they did. The hippies did it and all these fake-ass Indians. They masquerade to this day. Listen to this. There are people creating, oh, we're part of the Rainbow Society. Bullshit. You don't even know what the rainbow means, okay? So these hippies found a way to bring in drugs. Can't you guys open up your eyes and see the house is burning, man? That's how drugs is coming into the reservation more on a legal note when, in fact, it's still an illegal note, okay? So when they're carting off our brothers and sisters, all the youth, to jail, it's because of you people supporting that. But you don't want to question that. You never will. So they waited for a lot of our elders that passed on to start moving this. All these kids have no tradition upbringing. Today, you hear people on the phone talking about, oh, there was a Cree guy up at Alani really telling the story. He could speak Crow and Cheyenne and all this. A Cree guy. Those are our mortal enemies, okay, back in ancient times, all right? But today, they too are did say, oh, we're trying to learn Lakota. You see? This is the problem with people today. America has always bastardized their way of life. And guess what? People, you support it. Don't tell me you don't. You do. Okay? I said this earlier on this show about the great mystery. Okay? I said, if he was knocking on your door and he came in and asked you if you really serve him, you're going to lie to him. You're going to give him a bullshit story. The great mystery don't want to hear a bullshit story. But you're going to give it to him anyway. That's the nature of the way people are today in the year 2022. And we're going to pass a new year coming, on, you know, the 2023. That's coming, okay? But here's the biggest thing. all of these people, we've been trying to tell you guys over and over, get on the show. You want to talk? I don't want to talk to you guys. I finally got done as fast as I could with this snow shoveling. Did it good. Then threw down a bunch of salt for her and told her, okay, what does she do? Here, take this. I said, ah, shit, I can't take that. Why? Yeah, you use it. She tried to give me a $20 bill. I said, that's not, I didn't come here for that. I came here to shovel your snow. Grandma, you go ahead. It's okay. Got in the car, took off. See? But if I was a stupid fucking Indian, one of them hang around the fork fucking sellouts, I would have took it. That's not what I'm here for. That's not what Strongheart's here for. And that's the problem with people. Because we all, when we're called upon to do something, we're going to talk a good game. A good, sweet game. We're going to put butter. We're going to put butter on this coated this slice of bread that might be toasted or whatever and make it taste good. When in fact, it don't. That's the hard part today. And so all these, everyone knows every Friday and Saturday is the Indigenous Voices of People show. Okay, everyone knows. I'm not going to repeat that to the Indian people. Because, look, if you guys are really inclined and serious about what you represent, get on it. I gave the show's number to my newly found brother and sister, you know, Earl and his wife, Margaret. Margaret was telling Earl what to say. No, get on the show and you talk. Don't tell your husband what to say. Shit, I thought you're a woman, man. You see, that's the problem in America. You're not supposed to do that, see? But, hey, look, if you want to say something, say it. It's okay. That's what we say all the time, man. So this is why we can never come to a consensus of honor if we're going to do it to ourselves. And that's the sad part, what Western culture does. And so look at the youth we try to get them on. The same thing over and over. I don't want to listen to all this crap bullshit. When the time comes to pick up, man, survival against the system and the enemy that's coming, what are you prepared to do? The seven council fires, okay, people? Listen to this, okay? Okay? I'm part of the seven council fires, the Ocheti Shakoi. The Ocheti Shakoi, and you know, one time my cousin, Keith Horse Looking, and happy birthday, Keith, if you're listening. That was his birthday the other day. Keith Horse Looking, okay, from Rosebud. My Tanshi. Just like Bryce is my Tanshi. He's my little brother. These are my brothers, okay? So he asked me one time, why do these guys keep talking about Ocheti Shakoi, the seven campfires? Oh, no, Ocheti people. In indigenous culture, Lakota culture, Ocheti is a wood stove. Ocheti, that's what that means. It's a house where you put wood in it. It's a wood stove. Duh, we don't have that kind of word for them, see? So in the year 2022, we're still trying to outline. And you want to know about the seven council fires. The seven council fires were used by the NDN collectives and kept people divided because they paid all these Indian guys to go up there and speak nonsense. And I'm going to say nonsense. If you don't like it, God damn it, call my number, 605-517-2621. Because every one of them masquerade to a bell or a whistle that rings like Pavlov's dogs. And you fuckers, man, if you feel threatened and alarmed about that, really look at what you have done to us, okay? Everything's got to be done from a computer's perspective and what you're learning from the machine, written paper, okay? But go and sit and listen to people like Aunt Bernice and my sister Vina. Meaning the elders, the grandmothers, they still have that wisdom. But you guys don't do that. And so as we come to the ending part of the hour of our show, okay, the Indigenous Voices of People, I told Auntie and them, could they wait for Saturday to come on? And they said yes, okay, because Lila Osni, Tehia Atawane Tukile Tehion Kokuapi. Meaning this weather really put us in a hard predicament, okay, today. And it did. And that's the hard part for people that don't understand, because we're always going to, come here, Master White Man. Can I get you, man, to grade our road, please, Mr. White Man? Shit, fuck that. We do it ourselves. That's why we have machinery. We have it. If you can do it, get a snow shovel and do it. God damn, our people have lost their understanding, even in a modern convenience. Oh, please, Mr. White Man, can you use your grader to come this way, please? Please? Fuck that. You sweet talk that son of a bitch, man. That fucker ain't going to listen to you. If he did, he would have done it already. End of story. But anyway, I thought I'd use that for food for thought. But let me tell you something in closing. Let me tell you something in closing, listening audience. One day, the great mystery decided to look at this Santa Claus, St. Nicholas, okay? Great mystery. Their great mystery. Their God. Okay. He wanted to look at this Santa Claus, all right? So the great mystery said, hey, can I have a word with you? So what did Santa Claus do? Laughed him off, right? That's what he does. He said that, okay? So the great mystery said, hey, okay, well, you can go ahead and smirk with laughter, because I can do it too. And then he turned around and said, the great mystery laughed at him. And so now this pissed off Santa Claus. So Santa Claus said, okay, so he said, they call you the Heavenly Father, and your son is supposed to be born on this day. And he looked at him and said, hell no, my son wasn't born on this day. He said, wherever you got that information, you're lying. You see, he said this, if all my people understood what the great mystery was about, we didn't lie. And so Santa Claus says, what do you mean we don't lie? He said, you're lying now. He said, because if I pull your face, your beard's going to come off. So Santa Claus got quiet. So the great mystery said, watch, I'll prove it to you. And sure enough, the great mystery grabbed his beard and pulled it off. And this is where the verbal enhancement comes, the verbal enhancement. Okay, it's verbal. So he said, hey, what the hell did you do that for? If I want to lie to children, I can. I'm their dad. I'm the Santa Claus. And if I want to buy them a gift, I can do that. Besides, we made up this stuff to trap our kids, to get them to obey us and listen to us, whether we tell the truth or not. That's America. And so the great mystery, he said, well, that might be America. But go ask them native people that are camped over there if they know anything about Santa Claus. Oh, hell no, we can't go over there. If we go over there, I might get cooked. The moral of the story is, a lie is a lie, people. And because you live it all the time, you're believing that Santa Claus is real, when in fact, Santa Claus is your mom and dad. And if you're going to continue to serve that purpose of why that guy's here, then go ahead. Go try to pull his beard off. See, this is what we try to explain to all of you. And now I close with this understanding. The moral of the story is, show me what really bastardizes the so-called word America. Because the great mystery never gave this continent the name America. It's the two-legged. And it's always the two-legged making things up to patronize and pasteurize your children and people in the name of the good book. When you understand those tabloids about the original Bible that was created in my country, the original tabloids belong over there across the water. And whatever's written on it, we didn't know. And we'll never know. And so I close. And I thank all of you for tuning in to the Indigenous Voices of Peoples radio show. And tomorrow night, it's going to be extraordinary because I got some other people. And Margaret and Earl, get on the show again tomorrow. Margaret, learn how to talk, okay? Don't tell your husband to talk for you. No. Uh-uh. If you're a woman, you talk. In our culture, we call it, we're a matriarchal system. And if you believe red because you're red on the inside and white on the outside, believe that way. And so here's my song to all of you, and we'll see you guys all tomorrow night on the Indigenous Voices of Peoples radio show from 5 o'clock to 7 Mountain Time. And this is our closing, our song. Remember, Mitakepe, it's your show. Hokahe, thank you.